Today's podcast is sponsored by one of my favorite plant-based skincare lines, Osea Malibu. Osea puts your health and the health of our planet first with potent skincare solutions that are pure, safe, and effective.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at OrdinaryVegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@OrdinaryVegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast number 73, the best foods to eat to help you sleep. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan. This podcast, the website, and a large community of compassionate people on Facebook of over 310,000 community members. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan to join us. And please follow me on Instagram @ordinaryvegan for exclusive content. I also have a new cookbook that was just released called The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, and it's available on Amazon and in Target and some bookstores. It's pretty exciting. Since my last podcast 2 weeks ago, our life as we know it has changed drastically. The novel coronavirus has changed how we live our daily lives. This kind of disruption can cause all kinds of problems and challenges. And to anyone who is sick, I am so sorry. Please stay strong and get well. And to those who are hunkering down and trying to stay safe, please follow all the recommendations from the experts, from washing your hands to social distancing. This is a very contagious disease, and to everyone who is choosing or who is forced to stay home, the first thing I want to say about that is try to stimulate, don't isolate. Meaning, take this time as an opportunity to do something different. I know it's not easy when you're worried about day-to-day living. But maybe this is your opportunity to make some changes in your life. Maybe begin some new hobbies or a new home workout. Learn new things. Discover new music. Have you ever wanted to write a book or a script? Now is the time. Do an online class, paint, or read poetry. The universe wants us to rejuvenate. We are such creatures of habit. Same restaurants, same routines, same everything. Now those are gone for most of us. Make a list of what you love and follow your bliss, as Joseph Campbell says. Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors where there were only walls. Also, try your hardest to get close to nature. I took a quiet walk in nature this morning, and it grounded me so much. I know some of you are in lockdown or live in a city where there isn't much nature. Go online and look at it. Do a virtual tour. Whatever you need to do, the brain loves positive images. I want to say again, I know it's easier said than done. My girlfriend in the San Francisco area, who is on lockdown over the coronavirus, told me when her and her husband told their teenage daughter that she was in lockdown with her parents for 3 weeks, the teenage daughter burst into tears, ran to her room, yelling that she couldn't possibly be stuck in the house with her parents for 3 weeks. My girlfriend was laughing hard about it. And that was a good reminder to have a sense of humor right now. And faith. Remember the words of Buddhist monk author Pema Chodron. You are the sky. Everything else, it's just the weather. By the way, if this coronavirus scare inspires you to do something new or different in your life, please share it with me. I would love to know because you can inspire others. Now, let's talk about how to nurture your sleeping habits with food. Everyone reacts differently to stressful situations, but the majority of us know that when we're stressed, we have a hard time getting quality sleep. And researchers have verified this relationship of sleep and stress with a large group of studies of different cultures, age groups, and types of stressors. There are so many. For example, a study in Sweden found that a stressful work environment increased the risk of insomnia. Another study of young college students in the United States found that stress from family life contributes to insomnia, and the risk was even higher when combined with academic pressure. Stress can also take a toll on sleep in children. According to the Mayo Clinic, the strength of your immune system is directly tied to the quality and the amount of sleep you receive. And getting enough sleep can help protect you against all kinds of common infections and viruses. The reason for this is that during sleep, your immune system releases proteins called cytokines. It is very important for cytokines to increase when you have an infection or inflammation or when you're under stress. And sleep deprivation decreases production of cytokines just when you need them most. And the good news is there are foods that can assist you in having a good night's sleep, which will help you have a strong immune system. And having a strong immune system is the single best thing you can do to protect yourself from any virus. Now, let's talk about those foods that can help you sleep. But before we get started, I want to thank this week's podcast sponsor, Osea Malibu. I personally discovered plant-based Osea way back in the 90s, and it was one of the first vegan skincare lines on the market. They were plant-based before it became a marketing strategy for everyone else. I especially love their Undaria Algae Body Oil. Osea can help reveal and illuminate your natural radiance, whether you're looking for hydration, oil balancing, anti-aging, or blemish solutions. And take it from me, it smells and feels so lovely. Not only that, Osea Malibu is formulated with all skin concerns in mind. Osea makes products infused with sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed and active botanicals. To purchase Osea Malibu, go to oseamalibu.com/ordinaryvegan and you'll get $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Thank you, Osea Malibu. Now, let's talk about the best foods to eat before bed to enhance your sleep quality. The first food is almonds. We all know that almonds are an excellent source of so many nutrients, but they are also a source of the sleep-regulating hormone melatonin. Melatonin is the chemical that controls the body's internal clock to regulate sleep. In humans and many mammals, melatonin is secreted at night with a robust circadian rhythm. If you remember from previous podcasts, your circadian rhythm is basically a 24-hour internal clock that is running in the background of your brain and cycles between sleepiness and wakefulness. A normal circadian clock is set by the cycle of light. By the way, as it turns out, male and female circadian rhythms don't usually match up. Men's clocks tend to run a full 24-hour cycle or longer, meaning they feel less tired in the evening. In women, the internal clock is more likely to be shorter. making it more likely that they will awaken earlier, which may also increase women's susceptibility to early waking sleep disturbances like insomnia. Circadian rhythms can be disrupted by a number of factors like stress, depression, medications, changes in the sleep routine, menopause, etc. The melatonin in the almonds promotes sleep onset and drives longer sleep by assisting the body's internal clock. I know there are a lot of melatonin supplements, and they seem to be safe on a short-term basis. However, it can cause some side effects from long-term use, like headaches, depression, dizziness, and daytime sleepiness. I know I say this a lot, but the best way to get any nutrients is through the whole food. Almonds also have high amounts of magnesium. According to many studies, consuming magnesium may help improve sleep quality, especially for those who have sleep problems. The body does not produce magnesium, and it must come from our diet. Magnesium increases GABA, also known as gamma-aminobutyric acid. GABA is a naturally occurring neurotransmitter in the brain, and low levels of GABA have been linked to insomnia, mood, and anxiety. In one study, they found that an increase in magnesium improved sleep efficiency and sleep time, especially in older folks. Other studies have found a link between low levels of magnesium and sleep disorders. In that study, changing your diet turned out to be a better option than taking supplements. If you decide to eat almonds before bed to determine if they can impact your sleep quality, I recommend 1 ounce serving, which is around 15 to 20 almonds. If that sounds like a lot, start with 10 almonds. The next food will probably surprise you. It's kiwis. According to studies, kiwis may be one of the best foods to eat before bed. In a 4-week study, 24 adults consumed 2 kiwi fruits 1 hour before going to bed each night. At the end of the study, participants fell asleep 42% more quickly than when they didn't eat kiwis before bedtime. Additionally, their ability to sleep through the night without waking improved, and their total sleep time increased by 13%. The reason is due to the high amounts of serotonin in kiwis, a brain chemical that helps regulate your sleep cycle. It has also been suggested that the antioxidants in kiwis, such as vitamin C, may be partially responsible for their sleep-promoting effects. If you currently have insomnia, studies have shown that eating 2 kiwis before bed can increase your sleep duration by an hour over the course of a month. Other fruits and vegetables that are rich in antioxidants are berries, prunes, raisins, and plums, and they may have a similar effect by helping to counteract oxidative stress caused by a sleep disorder. The next food is chamomile tea. Studies have shown that drinking chamomile tea can improve overall sleep quality because it contains an antioxidant called apigenin, which is abundant in chamomile tea. Apigenin binds to specific receptors in your brain that decrease anxiety and initiate sleep. In fact, chamomile has such calming effects, it's a really good tea for general anxiety. A study on 60 nursing home residents found that those who received 400 milligram of chamomile extract daily had significantly better sleep quality than those who did not receive any. Another herb that's been used for centuries to treat sleeping problems is valerian root, which you can also get as a tea. It increases levels of that neurotransmitter we were talking about earlier called GABA. Next up, tart cherry juice and whole tart cherries. Tart cherry juice and whole tart cherries contain a lot of melatonins. In two studies, adults with insomnia who drank 8 ounces of tart cherry juice twice a day for 2 weeks slept about an hour and a half longer and reported better sleep quality compared to those who were given a placebo. The last food I want to mention are bananas. My mother once told me that a banana before bed would give me nightmares. And of course, I carried that around with me my entire life. But my mother might not have been right. Bananas contain tryptophan. They are also a good source of magnesium. Tryptophan is an amino acid that's found in foods like turkey that can be converted into several important molecules, including serotonin and melatonin. Your body uses tryptophan and turns it into B vitamins like niacin. And then niacin plays a key role in creating melatonin and serotonin. And that is where the Thanksgiving dinner, making you tired conversation started, all around tryptophan. Bananas are also a good source of magnesium. Foods that you should avoid before bed are white bread, refined pasta, sugary or baked goods. Eat your pasta early in the day. Remember what Dr. Greger recommended. Eat all your big meals early in the day and lighter meals later in the day. Eat like a king in the morning, prince in the afternoon, and pauper at night. Other healthy sleep tips include sticking to a sleep schedule of the same bedtime and same wake-up time every day. That will help regulate your circadian rhythms. Also, practice a relaxing sleep ritual like reading a book, taking a bath, and definitely turn yourself off from social media and any news source. If you have trouble sleeping, avoid naps, especially in the afternoon. The truth is, people are hardwired to feel a little tired in the middle of the afternoon because our circadian rhythm dips between 1 and 3 p.m., but try not to nap. Also, an obvious one, limit caffeine like soda and coffee. A cup of coffee in the morning shouldn't affect your sleep, but more than that, or caffeine late in the day will definitely disrupt sleep. Exercise daily, even if it's just for a short 15-minute walk. Try to get some natural sunlight during the day. It will help keep your circadian rhythm functioning as it should. I recommend 20 minutes a day on your face, hands, or arms to build your daily dose of vitamin D and improve sleep quality. Last but not least, make sure you're sleeping on a comfortable mattress and pillows. Most people sleep best in a slightly cool room around 68 degrees. And if you sweat a lot when you sleep, try some moisture-wicking sheets that have the ability to pull moisture away from the skin. That is it for this week's podcast. I hope this podcast improves your sleep. Always remember, a good night's sleep is just as important as a healthy diet. I want everyone to stay well and strong. I know when I feel anxiety, I lean towards things that aren't healthy for me. So please do everything you can to resist eating unhealthy food or getting caught up in bad habits. We have a choice in how we respond to difficult times. So please keep spreading the compassion and don't be hard on yourself. We are all doing the best we can. Please remember to go to ASEA Malibu That's OSEA, Malibu.com/ordinaryvegan, and check out all their plant-based beauty products and receive $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. You can find all my vegan CBD products on my website. You can find my new book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, in bookstores now or on Amazon. Stay healthy, stay safe, and have faith. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.